Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
The rivalry is back. The Knicks versus Pacers game one did not disappoint. It was high-level competition. It was high pace. It went back and forth. It went down to the wire. But when it mattered the most, the Knicks took the game. They won it. And in the process, Jalen Brunson went off. He dropped 43 points. He embarrassed Tyrese Halliburton. And the Knicks are now up in this series 1-0. We're going to break down this game, Jalen Brunson's magical performance, and why it wasn't only Jalen Brunson, but why it was the role players for the Knicks that helped us win this game. We're going to break down all of this and so much more today. If you're not already subscribed to the channel, go ahead and hit that subscribe button now and make sure you have notifications turned on so you don't miss a second of the new content. And now, let's get started. The Knicks take game one against the Pacers. What a game. It was magnificent, brilliant. It wasn't the technical Knicks game that you thought you were going to see. I thought the Knicks were going to dominate the boards. That didn't happen. I thought the Knicks were going to take care of the ball more. That didn't happen. I thought Indiana's defense wasn't going to be that good. And honestly, it was very good. I didn't think Indiana was going to do great on the boards, but they did. Game one was Indiana's game. The Knicks did not play well, but when it counted, when the Knicks needed a bucket, they had their superstar, Jalen Brunson. He went off. Josh Hart, he went off. Dante DiVincenzo, even though he didn't have a great first half, he sealed the deal in that third quarter, especially in the fourth, hitting a major three, helping the Knicks gain that victory. Each and every time Dante shoots the three, just for me, I think it's going in. I have confidence in him. The Knicks clearly have confidence in him. But you know who else they have confidence in? The entire Knicks team. Everybody who's on this roster, when they step on that floor, it's a next man up mentality. And we believe in you. If you have the ball in your hand, we believe in you. We know you're going to make the right play. And that is the story of last night's game. The Knicks, even though they didn't do as great as they should have done, they made the right play when it counted, and that led them to victory. The Knicks winning this game over the Pacers, 121 to 117. As you can clearly see there, Josh Hart is the main cover of this image. And with all due respect, he deserves it. 48 minutes of play, and he did everything on the court that you needed him to do. Josh Hart, Iron Hart, Lion Hart was amazing. Shout out to Fred Katz from The Athletic for giving us the following information about the game. Final once again, Knicks 121, Pacers 117. The Knicks take a 1-0 series lead. Let me give that to you again one more time. Knicks take a 1-0 lead in this series against Indiana. Going back to the game breakdown, Brunson, we will get to in large detail. 43-6-6, 14 of 14 from the line, just phenomenal. Josh Hart, 24-13-8, played all 48 minutes like we mentioned before. DiVincenzo, 25-3. Anunoby, 13-9, and sensational defense. Miles Turner, 23-2-3. The Knicks shot 54, 48, and 85 in terms of percentages, respectfully. And the Pacers shot 52, 39, and 79. I am so proud of this Knicks team. They never quit. They never give up. We were down going into that fourth quarter. But this Knicks team, they just always find a way. Jalen said that after the game. For some reason, in some way, they always find a way to win. No matter if they're down, no matter what points they need, no matter who needs to make a bucket, they just make a bucket. Whether it's Hart, whether it's DiVincenzo, or whether it's Jalen Brunson. Brunson, he has showed up since game three, since the Sixers. He has turned it on, and he has not seemed to turn it off since. He has just given you 38 points, 41 points, 40-point game, another 40-point game. And then last night against the Pacers, he goes off again, another 40-point game again. 43 in a playoff game when it matters the most, when the game is on the line. Jalen Brunson comes through, helps this Knicks team seal the deal and win the game, not only with his scoring, but with his playmaking and his passing. Jalen Brunson is here, and he has made the New York Knicks not only relevant, but so dangerous in the postseason. Let's go ahead and highlight Jalen Brunson for a little bit longer. Jalen Brunson, 43 points on 14 of 26 shooting. 14 of 26 shooting. That is so highly efficient. Do you know how hard that is to do with the pressure and coverages that he's seeing, the defenses that he's seeing, the bodies that he's seeing, and he's cooking everybody. Each and every defender on Brunson had foul trouble. He had 43 efficiently. He cooked everybody. 14 of 14 from the line, 6 rebounds, 6 assists, 1 block. Our point guard, 1 block. Plus 12, team best. But let's go ahead into this major stat here. Tied with Michael Jordan and Bernard King for second most consecutive 40-plus point playoff games. 4 currently, and he's not done yet. He could still continue this trend going into game 2. What, is tying Michael Jordan and Bernard King not enough for you in the postseason when the games matter the most? When the defenses are going to play you the hardest, when you're going to see the hardest coverages ever, and he's doing this on that type of level, let's mention that. But if that's not enough for you, let's talk about him making NBA history as the first player to ever do something. Jalen Brunson is the first player in NBA history, to record 40-plus points and 5-plus assists in 4 straight playoff games. When you start being acknowledged by the greats and compared to the greats, guess what that makes you? Great. Guess what that makes you? All-star.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
That's what that makes you. Superstar. It's over. Discussion done. 1A done. He is a superstar. He is a superstar for the Knicks. He is a superstar in this league. He is a top candidate for MVP in this league. Put some respect on Jalen Brunson. And again, if everything I said for you already is still not enough, how about some more comparisons to the great Michael Jordan? Jalen Brunson has scored 210 points in his last 5 games. It's the most points a player has scored in a 5-game span in the playoffs since Michael Jordan in 1993. That's what you call a superstar, ladies and gentlemen. there is no argument anymore. I'm done with that conversation and discussion. If you guys still want to have it, by all means, continue to have it. But me, I'm done. Going into last night's game, I heard a lot of chatter, not only from NBA insiders, but also from a lot of Pacers fans saying that, you know what? Tyrese Halliburton is better than Jalen Brunson. Tyrese clears Jalen Brunson. Jalen doesn't have anything on Tyrese. Really? Are we really thinking that? You know, I watched last night's game. I saw Jalen Brunson go off. I saw Tyrese Halliburton in jail. Pull up the stats. 6 points. 6 points. In the fourth quarter, Troy? Nope. No. In the fourth quarter, he actually had 0 points. Zero in the fourth from your all-star in a playoff game. That's close. Our all-star, our superstar, 43 points, 21 in the fourth with the game on the line when it matters the most. Do not ever, ever come into the comments, go on social media, go even to a private note on your phone and write the statement, Tyrese Halliburton and Jalen Brunson are on the same level. Because they're not. They haven't been. They haven't been for a while now because Jalen has been elevating his game while Tyrese has just more or less stayed the same. Last night's game proved it without a doubt. The stats prove it without a doubt. The numbers prove it and the eye test proves it. Jalen Brunson is absolutely a better point guard than Tyrese Halliburton is. In my opinion, he's a better player than Tyrese Halliburton is. And in a few years, Tyrese won't even be in the same conversation with Jalen Brunson anymore. In my opinion, right now he's not. But in a few years, the NBA media, they're going to catch up and he's not going to be in the conversation even at that point in time. Mark my words with that. But Jalen had help in last night's game. He didn't only do it himself. He had help from his other Villanova guys in Josh Hart and Dante DiVincenzo. My guy, Josh Hart, 24 points, 13 rebounds, 8 assists. He played the entire game, 48 minutes. And even though that was the case, he still was able to make hustle play after hustle play after hustle play, getting crucial rebounds, making crucial assists, and also going coast to coast, a one-man fast break by himself. Nobody on the Pacers could stop him. Nobody on the Pacers could stop Jalen Brunson. And also, Dante DiVincenzo, he struggled in that first half. I'll give you that. But in that second half, he woke up, he remembered who he was, and he knew he had to drop that Dante Inferno. And that's exactly what he did. Dante DiVincenzo, last night, had 25 points on 10 of 17 shooting with 5 of 9 three-pointers made. That's exactly what you want to see from Dante DiVincenzo. Him shooting those threes with confidence and him being able to make those threes. And he was able to do that, especially down the stretch. Each and every player who had their hands on the ball late down the stretch for the Knicks made an impactful play. Whether it was Jalen, Dante, OG, Josh Hart, Ihart, Mitchell Robinson, no matter who it was, we were able to make the right read, make the right play, and that's how we won this game. We took the life out of Indiana as well, too. I said it to start the show. Indiana needed to win this game. They should have won this game. The Knicks basically gave them this game because in that first half, they did not play Knicks basketball. They started to do it in the second half, but that first half was like we gave it away. But Indiana couldn't take it. The Knicks stole it back. We stole game one, embarrassed the Pacers, embarrassed Tyrese Halliburton. When you keep Tyrese Halliburton at only 6 points, and then your other point guard, your superstar, goes off for 43, you embarrass that other point guard. That's just my opinion. You can leave a comment below if you agree with me or not, but that's how I feel about it. They have no answer, nothing, no response for Jalen Brunson. He is a problem for everybody in the league. Nobody can stop him. But Indiana, they do a worse job of stopping him, because no matter what they throw at him, no matter how many coverages he sees, no matter what Rick Carlisle wants to do, it doesn't matter. Jalen going off is an automatic, and he's going to show you why again in game two. But what about you guys? What do you think about the Knicks taking game one last night from the Pacers, and how did you feel they played? Let me know in the comments below, guys, because honestly, I would love to hear from you. But that's going to do it for this episode. I hope you enjoyed it. And if you did, go ahead and smash that like button, leave a comment below. And of course, guys, please subscribe to the channel. Until next time, Knick fans. Peace.
Transform your home in one weekend and get big savings on everything for your project at Menards. Menards carries the largest selection of Purdy painting tools you need to get your painting project started. From brushes, paint, roller covers, and even paint kits. Hurry in and save big money on Purdy painting supplies. Get everything you need for your painting project at Menards. Plus, check out Menards.com for more great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.